Alright, go ahead, I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey.
Hello, is this Pop the Shy Kitty?
Shy Life Podcast.
He's not that shy.
Hello, it's me, Shy Yeti. Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, you know what? It's not that I'm not in the mood, but I'm feeling kind of under the weather at the moment. I'm just not feeling my usual perky self. I'll try. Let's try again. Hello. Oh, no, that's too much. Perhaps I did a right to start with. I mean, it's not like I started with hello, and welcome. Hello, welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Oh dear, I'm not feeling well. It's not like I started like that. I should just get on with it, shouldn't I? No, we'll keep podcasting and it's fine. If I don't feel well, then I can always break off and come back to it later. But so anyway, where was I? Oh yes, hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. I'm not actually sure what we're doing this episode. We'll just have to see, won't we? Yeah. Let's just get the music playing and then we'll see, right? Yeah, cool. Okay. Oh, dear.
Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Shy Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right. There you have it. Hooray. yes, so here we are for another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. And episode bot, what number of the show have we reached?
64.
Only seems just yesterday that it was episode 50, and well, it only seems just yesterday it was episode 0. Anyway, I'm still not feeling too good. I don't know what's wrong with me. I went to this party. Well, a sort of party, birthday party thing last night, and I've just been feeling strange ever since. Yes, I probably drank too much. Yes, I probably ate too much. I danced, we were dancing, and to be honest, it's a blank. It's a bit of a blank what happened. I got home eventually, I think. I think I got home, but it's been a while since I've been dancing. Yeah, I used to like a dance. Yeah, because there's some guys, not just straight guys. Straight guys can be quite funny about dancing. Some of them love it. I mean, Nick loves a dance. Nick loves a dance, but some straight guys can be a bit funny about dancing. But then so can some gay guys. So Callum, straight guy, likes to dance. Nick likes to dance. Harry, gay guy, doesn't like a dance. No dancing. Yeah. Sorry. I've just outed Nick and Callum there as being straight. So sorry. I think you knew that because Nick's got a wife. Oh, God. Let's not get into this. Anyway, Yes. I'm trying to think of straight guys who don't like dancing now. Actually, most of my straight friends do like dancing. Why did I even start this? It doesn't make sense. Let's just say there are some people who like dancing and some people who don't like dancing. That's true. That's true enough. I just don't know if there's any way of saying why it is or who they are or what goes. It doesn't make... No, there's no formula, is there? Anyway, I'm one of the ones who likes to dance. I was kind of quite late to dancing and going to nightclubs. I probably didn't go to a nightclub. I'm just trying to think. I started going to nightclubs with Callum in 1996. We used to go to this one in Camberley where we both lived. And that was just, your bog standard nightclub. It attached to the local pub. And, the DJ had a bit too much power over what was played. He tended to play what he wanted to play, not what was popular or what the audience or the customers wanted to dance to. And I don't know about the rest of them, but certainly Callum and I were a little bit sort of, I suppose we'll have to dance to this. And if it got to a song we really hated, we're like, no, let's just go for another drink. Occasionally they play, they play something a bit chirpy or, something from the 80s or, and the dance floor would fill up and people loved it. And then after about half an hour, you go back to playing the latest tunes, which in 1996, it could have been Britpop stuff, but no, he insisted on playing horrible piano-y dance things that, nobody wanted to listen to. Goodness knows who was buying that stuff. The only songs of that time which people actually were enthusiastic about was when they put on a Spice Girls song. So, he just had no idea. He wasn't very aware of what people actually wanted to listen to at that club. But it wasn't until like 99, 2000 that I started going out with Harry to nightclubs in London. Quite often clubs which did play good music. That was the first time I had the opportunity to dance to more indie music or more pop, old pop music. Or there was a great club called Pop Stars that we used to go to, and another one called Wig Out, which we used to love going to. And there were other clubs that we went to, but they weren't so. They were more about this is a club for bears, or this is a club for, people who like bears, or whatever. And the music could be good, but it could also be... Well, it wasn't really about the music, it was about the people. And I always preferred going to nightclubs that were about the music, because I wasn't presuming, A, that I'd want to meet anybody, B, that I'd find anyone that I liked, or C, that anyone would like me. And to be honest, the idea of going back for a one-night stand in London, no, probably wasn't going to happen. I just wanted to go back, get back home, and, fine if you wanted to get a phone number and contact the person later, but... I wasn't that keen on one-night stands. Not to say I never did one. But, no. If I was going to go to a nightclub and the music was going to be good, then that was the main thing. And when I used to go to clubs, sort of perhaps 5 years later, there was a stage that some of my friends that I'd met online, we used to go out in Vauxhall in London to the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, to Ducky and a club called Ursus, and again the music was good for both those. They were at the same venue, but they were different nights, but the music was good. And it was actually a good point, because by the time I had a few drinks, then the music was really good, and then that was my sign to, okay, I don't really need to drink anymore, I'm up for dancing, let's just dance the rest of the night away, and stick to water and start sobering up again. Because, it's not like when you're going out in London, I expect going out in any big city, you've still got to get home. So you don't want to be completely out of your skull, because you've still got to negotiate buses. And the thing is, with me, I was never able to get back to my own flat because I'm a little bit too far out of London. But so I was always with Harry or with other friends who I could go back. Paul H, my old school friend, he lived in London at the time. I had another friend called David who lived in London at the time. My friend Tom moved to London in about 2007. I used to go out with him. So there was always places I could go back to. Did I mention Harry? Yeah, Harry and I sometimes used to go out. And I was able to go back to his place. So, but I always tended to be with other people when I was going out. So that's not a reason, you know, it wasn't... 9 times out of 10, I didn't go out looking to meet somebody, or at least not for a one-night stand, because, you know, I just wanted to hang out with my friends. And, it was good. So, I've not been out... Last time I went to a nightclub was about, I don't know now. I went out for... I remember last time I went to the Vauxhall Tavern, that was for my birthday in about 2012. So I've probably not been to a nightclub since November 2012. I have been dancing since, because I went to a friend's 40th and we did a bit of dancing then, and that was more like 2013. Because I've not been well as well, so yeah, this is, yeah, it was interesting going out the other day and, you know, last night, but it's the first time, and you know, when you do those sort of things and you haven't done them for a long time, sometimes you forget, you know, the best ways to get through the night. So, all that nattering and I still feel a bit ropey. Hasn't woken me up at all. I'm sorry, I hope that wasn't boring. Me nostalging about my nightclubbing history. But you know what? I should talk to Harry. Because not only did we nightclub in London, but we used to nightclub in Oxford. And we also used to go to London and then have to get on a bus and go back to Oxford. Which was quite something. Yeah. So... what's next? I still haven't decided really what we're doing this episode. I should probably... You know what? I'll read you a poem. Maybe I'll feel better after that. It's never good going out for a heavy night when you've got to work the next day. Yes, I'm recording from work. Although, I'm recording from the library store. Which I really... Yes, I really would like to get this... But I would like to have a bit more time to get this into a slightly more comfortable space. It's not meant for that. It is meant as a store, but I quite like the idea of turning it into a... Well, I sort of have turned it into my podcasting studio, but it's not what it's made for. But I'm about the only one who ever goes down here now, so... Yes. What was I saying? Yeah, so I'm recording from the library store... According to the library store, my lunch break. But I have time. I have time. I hope I can go home early today. Right. I happen to have some poems here. So this one's, considering how I feel at the moment, this one seems quite a good poem to read. It's from my Rhymes, Bears, Steel Pies For book, which is... celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. The piece that I'm going to read is called I'm Feeling Kinda Giddy. It was completed on the 11th of January 2007. I don't know if those of you in America or Canada or Australia or anywhere like that are familiar with the word giddy. Don't know. I've got no one to check with. Back of my head, I feel like I've heard the word giddy mentioned in Australian soaps. So... yeah, I don't know. I'll have to Google it. I wrote here in the book that the only real inspiration for writing this came from wanting to use the word giddy in a poem. It's Like, it's one of those old-fashioned words that I grew up with relatives sort of using it. So I suppose it's another word for, like, being dizzy, being giddy. I know that there are one or two poems in this book that were inspired by a band I liked at the time called The Long Blondes. One of their singles was called Giddy Stratospheres, and that was another thing that probably put me in mind of using the word giddy. Anyway, I get on with it. It's all about going out. It's called I'm Feeling Kinda Giddy. Can it be I'm feeling giddy? What's this dizziness I find? How did I ever do without you? Feels as if I once were blind. I'm still giddy that it's you, but you've been here now all along. And yes, my legs are feeling weak. I'm only glad my stomach's strong. I'm really glad I make you dizzy, and that it's you I now adore. Seems we both are really giddy, and still we want to cry for more. Yes, I'm feeling kinda giddy, and my head's a proper mess. I'm not sure I know my name now, and I'm not sure I'm fit to dress. Myself, I'm really giddy, yes, my mind is in a spin. A grenade of love that's ready, if you choose to pull the pin. A spinning mass of hormones that has really lost its way. I think I'm giddy because of you, but I am too polite to say. I think I'm feeling kinda giddy, a subtle feeling new to me. But it's a feeling I am liking, yes, it's how I always like to be. It's a weird and heady moment, it's a roller coaster ride, like some love-struck teenage misfit, but it's a look I wear with pride. I'm still giddy that we've spoken, I am full of utter bliss, I'm elated, and yet quite frozen, and far too petrified to kiss. Sure, I'm feeling kinda giddy, and yes, my head is all a-twirl. I'm kind of drunk and kind of giggly, like some full case of boy meets girl. I'm just giddy with emotion, I'm just reeling from the shock. Am I ready for another, since I took my previous knock? Am I keen to start again, though? Yes, is it time to start anew? Forever giddy in your presence, oh, simply giddy, cos it's you. Oh, I'm still feeling a bit weird. I'm going to have to go to the doctors this afternoon, I think. Let me read you one more poem, and then I'll go and, this is silly. This is called How I Wish I Were You. It was completed on the 4th of February 2007. It was one of the last poems I wrote for Rhymes Bears Steel Pies for. How I Wish I Were You. How I wish I were you, with your charm and your style, with your credit card bill left unpaid for a while, with your wit and your wisdom, with your get up and go, with your cross-eyed flirtation and addiction to blow, with your cold-hearted humour when your language turns blue. There's none other I wish to be, lover, but you. How I wish I were you, with your Swiss bank account, with your head in the clouds, which is heaven, no doubt, with your look of distaste that's unrivalled, sweetheart. My reasons are many, and this is only the start. With your love of soft rock, or the raspberries you blew, there is none that's more thrilling to be, hun, than you. How I wish I were you, you are who I should be, with your underwear fetish and nights doused in tea, with your crimpoline flares and your hair in a bunch. They say you eat worms in your bagels for lunch, with your maggoty grin and tash stuck on with glue. There is none more alluring to be, darling, but you. How I wish I were you, because they say you are gallant, and you can juggle live ostrich, which suggests quite a talent. With your choir boy looks, though you can't hold a tune, with your way hairy palms, so you howl at the moon. With your knack to inspire, still I bid you adieu. One day, maybe, baby, I can be someone like you. Well, I think that's it. I think that's it for the moment. Not for good, not for the episode. But I think, moving on. Moving on. I'll speak to you again. Hopefully I'll feel better tomorrow, huh? Yeah, I'm feeling a bit blah. Blah, yes. I've been a bit blah. Okay, hope you like the poem. Speak to you in a bit. I don't know, John. Do I really need to come here?
I don't know. Do you need to come here, Paul? You're the one who didn't feel well.
I know. probably right. I probably did do the right thing. But, well, you know, it's up to you. You haven't gone in yet. You can sit outside. When's your appointment? It's about, I don't know, 15 minutes. Well, you know, make up your mind if you want to go. You don't have to go. Are you still feeling weird? Yes, I am, and, well, you know, I should probably get this. I spoke to the surgery, and they said come straight here to the hospital. So, well, it's, you know, best safe than sorry, eh? Best safe than sorry. You know, I'm very grateful for you being here, John. It does make you feel a bit happier. But, oh, you'll be fine, Paul, you'll be fine. Yeah, yes. I suppose we ought to go. You all right, then. Go on, then. Oh, it's pretty busy. I hope you get seen quick. I'm sure I will. Yeah, no. It'll be fine. Dear. Can I come any further? Yeah, I think so. I don't like hospitals. Nobody does, really. This way, I think. Here we are, then. I'll speak to you afterwards. Good luck, then. Yeah, cool. They'll be fine, they'll be fine. Hello, Paul. Oh, are you alright? I'm fine.
What did they say then?
It's nothing. It's just.
What is it, Paul? What happened? What did they say?
Apparently I'm pregnant.
Who are her?
What? Pregnant? Paul, I can't believe it. I can't understand it. How can you be pregnant? I don't know. I don't know, John. Don't shout at me. I didn't expect it. I didn't know it was going to happen. I'm as mystified as you are.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
What exactly do they know? Like, what have you been up to? Eh? Bloomin' egg.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I just worry about what Toby will say. He's away at the moment, but he'll be back soon. I don't think it's his.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. But, I mean, look, come on. Like, I don't know. I don't know that much about the birds and the bees, but I do know that gentlemen don't usually get pregnant. Is this something you're not telling us?
Oh, well, no. Well, you know, the doctor did say that it's not going to be a normal pregnancy. It's not like a baby. It's probably going to be an egg, and it'll probably come quite quickly.
An egg? Oh, goodness me. Can you think of anything that might have caused this? Didn't you go to some party the other day?
I did go to a party, yes. I did go to a party and... Oh.
What is it, Paul? What are you remembering?
Well, that's the thing. It's difficult to remember because, well, you know, it was a heavy night. I do remember meeting somebody, though. Oh, goodness. It wasn't a man. It was... Well, he looked a bit like a dragon, to be honest.
A dragon? You haven't been mucking around with dragons, have you?
Well, I... Not that I can... Not... No. Not mucking about with. No, I can't remember.
Well, I think we need a flashback, don't we?
Yes, I think we probably do.
What? Come on. Go on, then. Let's do it.
Where is everybody? Hello, podcasters. Oh no, I'm the pod. Hello, listeners. It's me, Shy Yeti. I love this party. Oh, you're nice. Hello.
Hello. How are you? You're a fine-looking fellow.
Oh, don't be so silly. I'm just a fat old... I'm John Gold. I'm a Yeti. Hello.
Yes, well, I kind of like fat old Yetis. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, stop it now. Stop it. You're not going to eat me, are you? Don't blow your flames. Don't blow your flames at me, Mr. Dragon. Oh, you're very scaly, aren't you?
Yeah. Very scaly from top to bottom.
Oh, I can't see your bottom.
Maybe you'd like to.
I'm not sure. I'm shy. I'm shy.
No, well, aren't you the one they call Shy Yeti?
I am, yes. I am. I'm not that shy.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. Oh, Paul, I'm ashamed of you. I think I know. Well, we can see what happened. This is what's happened to you. This is what you get from mucking around with dragons. None of the normal laws, none of the normal laws apply.
Oh, I can't remember properly, but I suppose you're right, Uncle John. I suppose you're right. I must have done inappropriate things with a dragon.
What's his name?
I don't even remember his name. What a shameful thing I've done. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear. I can't believe I'm going to lay an egg. I can't lay an egg. No, I don't want to.
I don't think you've got much choice.
It's a bit ironic. I once wrote a little story about a man who laid an egg. And now it looks like I'm going to do it myself.
Oh, dear, you see. These fictional stories of yours come back to haunt you. Oh, dear, what a mess.
Oh, John.
This is called Laid, by me, Paul Chandler, for my book, The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe, written in 2011. Laid. I don't know how to explain. It's weird, deeply weird.
How did this happen? I should see my doctor, really, but I can't face him. Can't tell him. Tell him that when I woke up today, I found that I had laid an egg. An egg, of all things. I'm a 43-year-old man, for goodness sakes. 43-year-old men don't lay eggs. But now, as it lays there in my warm hands, I feel a bond with it. I want to protect it. I listen and I wonder, what is inside? I can't wait until it hatches. Hello. Well, despite what happened at the hospital the other day, I'm still fine. I'm out and about and I'm just, you know, I'm not letting it bother me. I'm going to go and have a look around the shops. It's a bright... He keeps talking whenever I start talking. It's a nice bright day. It's not raining. It's still winter, of course, sort of cold. But, yeah. As you probably heard, I have spoken to Ithy Uncle John about what they said. I think he took it quite well. Well, kind of. I'm sure it'll spread through the cast. Everyone else is going to know soon, but... Oh, dear. That'll teach me to go out and about. That'll teach me to go to a nightclub and speak to strange dragons. Oh, dear. Anyway, the shops are quite busy. I do wonder if I made the right decision coming out, actually. Feeling a bit weird. No, it's fine. I need to pick up a few things. And, I'll do that. And, I won't stay long. Oh, dear. Stomach really hurts again. Dear, this must be so embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing for me, but I mean, it must be so weird for you to listen to this. I do apologise. I don't think that any of this is going to affect the podcast. Just means that I'll be a working mother or father. Anyway, I'm hardly the first mother or father to work, or podcast for that matter, so no, it'll be fine. Anyway, I need to go into the shops and, oh dear, I do feel very strange. Maybe if I have a coffee or I don't know. I'll speak to you again in a minute or two. Oh, dear. Oh. Hello again. I'm back at the station. I'm feeling a bit weird, so I'm gonna cut my shopping trip a bit short, I think. I think I might need to sit down. Oh dear.
Excuse me, mister. Do you want a seat?
Oh, thank you, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh. So noisy around here. Oh, on the trains. Oh dear. Oh, it's quite odd. Quite straight. Oh dear.
What's going on, mister? Oh my goodness. He's laying an egg.
Oh. Oh, so I am. Oh dear. Oh my goodness. He's right. Good lord. I've laid an egg.
I forget that scene before you.
Hello, Paul, it's me, your Yeti Uncle John. Yes, I know, well, I've been on this episode, and I know you don't really need me to leave a message, but I just wanted to say that I'm always here for you, mate. I'm always here for you, and don't you worry about anything. I'll look after you, and I'll make sure everything's all right. So, yeah. Oh, dear. You can't always choose your family, and just because you're about to become the father, mother of a little dragon, you know, it's just something you've got to get used to, isn't it? Yeah. I'm never going to have an omelette again. I'll tell you one thing, it's really put me off the idea of scrambled eggs in the morning. I think I'm going to try muesli. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, it's me, Damius Twinklehorn. I'm just calling to leave a message for you, Paul. I heard you're about to become a father. Or is it a mother? Gosh, that's quite shocking news, really. I didn't know you had anything planned. Oh, well, I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm always there to help if you need me to help. I once played a man who was about to have a baby. I did. Yes. He got turned to trifle. He turned into a trifle. Yes, he did. It was based on a story by Agatha Christie, I think. Yeah, it was quite a touching story. Yes, involved lots of touching. Yes. Anyway, good luck. And just give me a call if you need my help. This is me, Damius Twinklehorn, signing off.
Hello, darling. It's me, Bettina Dupre. Goodness. I've been complaining that people haven't been writing in and leaving me messages or asking my advice. And it seems like all this time it's probably been you who needed my advice, although it may be a bit too late for that. Yes, it's not easy. I not everyone's cut out to be a mother or a father, and well, you know, I think you'll be okay though. After all, you've been looking after Deary for all these years, or has he been looking after you? I've never been quite sure. Listen, darling, please don't be upset. And you know, we are here to help. You know, I love children, I must say. I do love children, but I couldn't eat a whole one. No, seriously, darling. You just take care, and, you know, don't do it. Well, I was going to say don't do anything I wouldn't, but you already have. Yeah, getting knocked up by a dragon, it's not top of my list of priorities, but anyway. I'll give you a call, darling. Take care. It's me, Bettina Dupre. 1 million kisses, 1,000,001 kisses. And same again for your nearly newborn. Yes. Yes.
Hello, it's Charlie Girl. Hello, Charlie Girl here. I'm just leaving a message to say congratulations. I hear you have had a baby pie. Isn't that another pie? Well, it's not what is it you have had? You laid an egg? Well, I don't like eggs. Oh, no, I do like eggs. You can use eggs to make pies. Or cakes. I like cakes too, not just pies. Cakes and pies. I like both. No. Is your baby going to be an egg that I can use in a pie, or no? Oh, well, let me know. Yes. I thought I was only, I do not understand about babies, only pies. I do not know. I do not know about babies. No. They aren't like pies. No. Their pastry is not as flavorsome. No. No. It's strange. This is a strange podcast. I do not like podcasts that don't involve pies.
I don't like it.
Ouch. Oh dear, well, it could have been worse, I suppose.
It's all very well of you to say that, John. You weren't the one who had to squeeze that thing out.
No. Oh. It was pretty quick, though, wasn't it? It was only the other day you went to the party, so, you know. Most people have to, well, most ladies have to go through 9 months of what you went through in about 2 days. So just think yourself lucky, that's all I say. You don't know you're born. It's not me who's been born, it's that egg. Yes, well, it's all nice and warm, isn't it? It's kept warm. Yes. I'm surprised you got Dealey sitting on it.
I know. Isn't it lovely? Oh, he's such a sweetheart, Dealey. I never thought that. Well, I've never seen a cat incubate an egg.
Oh no, you should be doing that. Although probably you. How thick's the shell?
I don't know. I think possibly it isn't a bad idea for Dealey to do it. He's a lot lighter than I am. Oh dear. Oh, John, I just want to say thank you for sticking by me, and, you know, I don't know what happens next, I really don't, but I'm so glad you're here by my side and helping me along.
Sure, I mean, what, you got to have somebody helping you out, and, well, I just wondered, have you remembered anything else about, you know, that night?
I think I've sort of remembered the name of the dragon. I think it was Dudley.
Dudley Dragon?
Something like that, yeah. Oh, I do remember, though, when I woke up the next morning. I was still drunk, but, well, basically, I woke up and he'd left. He'd left me. I tried to call, but, well, it was just no good. I was used. He used me, John.
I know, Paul. It's a dreadful thing. Do you want a flashback?
I think so. Just a little one.
Hello, this is Dudley Dragon. I'm afraid I can't take your call. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep!
Hello. Hello, Dudley. It's me, Shy Yeti. I'm just calling to say you haven't answered my call. I really enjoyed last night. I think. I can't remember much about it. I hope I didn't say anything. I hope I didn't do anything. But because then when I woke up, you'd gone, and I kind of thought we could have gone for breakfast or something, and anyway, do call me. Please call me back. I'd love to see you again. Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for a lovely evening. This is me, by the way, Shy Yeti, the Shy Life Podcast. Yeah. Please call me again. Call me back. Please. I miss you, Dudley. Miss you. Give me a call. I left my number. You've got my number, I think. Yeah.
I'm afraid, yeah. I can't take your call. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
It's me. Hello. It's me.
Oh dear, Paul. How many times did you ring him? I'm not sure. I lost count. Oh, we don't need to hear you do that. It's just, you know. No. I don't want to flash back to any more of that. It's enough. I've been used. Dudley has used me. He's used me. Oh, John. I feel dreadful. I wonder how much longer it's going to be. I wonder how much longer before the egg's going to hatch. I don't know. I don't think this is in any book that I've got that I can help you. Maybe we can Google it. Maybe, yes, maybe. Oh, well, as long as Dilly keeps the egg warm, it should be fine. Perhaps it's going to hatch, you know, as quickly as it was developed, if you know what I mean. Yes, Paul, yes, I do. Oh, dear. Oh.
Darius, oh, I'm really quite worried for Paul. What do you think? This whole business sounds like, it's most unfortunate.
Yes, I know what you mean. I can't believe that dragon just went out and, well, he treated him like that. Oh, dear, I know Yeti Uncle John is very, very cross. Oh, I do hope he doesn't do anything stupid.
Oh, I know what you mean. He's very protective of Paul. It's kind of sweet, isn't it? Oh, it's good that he's got somebody to stand up for him like that, but yes, I'm worried. I mean, this is a dragon we're talking about. Goodness knows. Oh, Yeti Uncle John could come off worst.
Oh, I know. I do worry for John. You know, what if he tries to pick a fight with him or something? Tries to track him down? I wouldn't put it past him. He did mention that he wanted to get some honour for Paul or something.
Well, maybe. Oh, I don't know. It's just very, very. It's just. I just wish none of this had happened. I really do. It's very upsetting.
I know. I just hope when the egg hatches, whatever's inside is, well, not too much of a handful.
Oh, Darius, I know what you mean. I do wonder. I really do worry about it. Oh, dear.
Well, you mean you worry how Paul and John are going to cope?
Well, yes. That and also the future of the Shy Life podcast. It could mean the end of the show.
Oh, no, no.
Hello, Paul. How's things going?
Oh, fine, not bad.
Are you sitting on that egg?
Yeah, I managed to find a way of doing it that I don't squash the egg. Dealey taught me everything I needed to do, so, yeah. It's a lot easier than I thought.
Yes. Oh, dear. Ouch.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, just, no, nothing.
Have you been fighting? Itty Uncle John, have you been fighting? You're... Paws, your hands, your... They look bruised. What have you been doing?
Well, only what needed to be done.
John, tell me what you've been up to. Where have you been?
I went back to that club. Paul, I went back to that club where you met that horrible dragon, and I found him there. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. John, what did you do? You had a fight?
Oh, yes. I had a fight. But, well...
Oh, a flashback?
Yes. Yes, please. Oh, hello, darlings. Oh, yeah. Come on. This is me. I'm a real dragon stud. Come on. Who wants to come back to my pad? Oh, yeah. Come on.
Excuse me. Might I have a word?
Oh,
Yeah, you can have a word. You can have a word, or you can have something else if you want. I'm not choosy, although, yes. I don't like that hat you're wearing. It's a little bit crap, isn't it?
What's wrong with my hat? This is a lovely hat, I tell you. It's a stovepipe hat. I keep my sandwiches under it. I learned that from reading Paddington Bear books when I was young. Anyway, I just want to have a word with you. You've caused trouble, you have.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You've impregnated my nephew, Shy Yeti.
Oh, God, not him. Oh, he keeps ringing me up.
Well, yes, he's just laid an egg. It's all your fault.
Oh, go away. Just go away.
Don't you speak to me like that.
Get off me.
Oh my goodness, John. Well, you punched him.
Well, yes, I had to. To teach him a lesson.
Violence never pays, Uncle John.
Oh, I beg to differ. He gave me 50 quid to not punch him a second time.
Oh, you funny. John, thank you.
Yes, bought myself a new hat and I bought you some chocolates.
Oh, dear. Yes, what happened?
I'm afraid my old hat was, it was a bit old hat.
Oh, well done. Violence pays. Oh, blimey. What's going on? Ow,
What's happening? What's happening?
I think the egg's beginning to hatch.
Blimey, goodness. Are you all right? Quick, people, get off it.
thank you for help. Oh, gosh, the egg is cracked. It's true. Oh, my goodness, look. There it is. It looks...
Thank goodness it's not got a human head.
No, it looks quite dragon-like, considering it's part me, part dragon.
Yes, well, thankfully it's taken after its father.
That's not very nice.
Yeah. Hello, little baby. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Blimey, it's making funny noises.
Wouldn't you if you spent the last few days inside an egg?
I think you're probably right. Hello. Do you want some food?
Oh, you're supposed to. Do you think you're supposed to suckle it or something?
I don't know, I haven't really thought. Oh, goodness. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? It's me.
You can speak.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Hello? It's me. I'm coming to live with you.
It's funny.
I'm coming to live with you. How are you?
Hello. Oh, he's lovely, isn't he?
Oh, he's quite cute, isn't he?
And then hello. I would like to go to have the burger and a burger store, please.
How do you know about burger stores? You should have something healthy.
I want a burger.
Blimey heck. I wonder if he's going to grow up as quickly as... maybe he's going to be a teenager before I even know it.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I know, well, you know, you got yourself into this mess. You got me into this mess as well.
I'm sorry, John.
Stop talking. I've got food hunger pains. Feed me now. 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 Feed me now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Well,
that's about all we've got time for. What a busy episode. I started off the episode not really knowing what to do and finish it as a father, a mother, whatever I am. Well, I think I'm going to quite enjoy this. But, I mean, it's not like I'll be doing this on my own. I've got John to help, and Dee Dee will help, and I'm not sure what Dee Dee will make of a dragon baby, but there we go. We'll just have to see, won't we? Anyway, well, thank you so much for listening, and as I say, I promise this won't affect the podcast. It'll just mean we've got a new cast member, that's all. Yes, it won't mean I make less. Ooh, what's that smell? Ooh. John, I think the baby's pooped himself. Will you go and change its nappy, please? Oh, all right, yes, all right. Oh, come here, baby. Oh, dear, oh, dear. You see? It helps when you've got somebody to deal with the hard work. Yes. Need to explain this to Toby when he gets back from his work trip. Okay, well, speak to you again soon. Okay, bye for now. Okay. So, this was clearly our April Fool's episode, right? Oh, don't look so shocked. I wasn't really pregnant with a bloody dragon. What do you think I am? I don't go around nightclubs picking up strange dragons and getting impregnated by them. Well, not recently, anyway. Okay, look. What you have to understand, though, is although I didn't get pregnant by a dragon, some of this story actually was true. Some of it was true. Basically, so there was no nightclub, no me getting pregnant by a dragon. I'm sorry, you're disappointed now. You'll never look at me in the same way. But you thought it was okay that I got pregnant by a dragon? Still, mustn't blame and shame. It didn't happen though. But let me show you what happened. It started like this.
So this is what really happened. What really happened.
I'll make you a nice cup of hot chocolate, Paul.
Thank you. I could do with that. Oh, dear. Just nice to sit down after work, yes. Dear, someone's at the door. I better go and answer it, I suppose.
You need to get that oiled. What's going on?
Oh, goodness. Look. Outside. There's a... It looks like an egg. It's a giant egg. It's like... It's cracking open. Who put this here? Hello? Who left this egg on my doorstep?
Oh, blooming egg. It's no normal egg. I don't know. I don't know if I'm right, but that looks like a dragon's egg.
Oh, I know. How on earth has it got here? Hello? Oh, dear. I wonder if there's anything inside the egg. Hello? In the egg? Is there anybody there?
Oh, be careful, boy. It might bite you.
I don't want to be bitten. No. Hello?
Hello? How are you? Hello?
Oh, blooming egg.
Here. It's a dragon. It's a baby dragon.
Oh, dear. Goodness me.
Dear.
Hello, and my name is Albert the Dragon. Albert the Dragon. I've been left here for you to look after me, please. Thank you. I'm needing a home. Thank you.
Oh, I don't know. only just got rid of the aliens.
Looks like you've got a new housemate. Oh, dear.
Oh, but Toby and Dilly and Callum, they're not going to be happy. Not hang a dragon in the house.
Please, my Harry, cup of tea. Harry, cup of biscuit, please.
Yeah, I suppose so. Whilst we work out what we're going to do next.
I want 5 biscuits, please. 5 biscuits and 2 cups of tea, please. Because they drink them very quickly.
Okay. Show him in, John.
Why don't you show him in? I'll go and make the tea.
Oh, okay. Come in. Oh, dear.
Oh, I like my new house.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So there you have it. That's what really happened. I'm sorry, I should have been honest from the start. So we do have a new cast member. I just thought it would be a bit more fun to embellish the story slightly. April Fool. Happy April Fool's Day. Anyway. Ooh, what's that smell? Ooh. Oh. John, the baby's pooped himself again. Will you change the nappy, please? John? Where's John? John's gone. Dealey? There's nobody here. Just me and a baby dragon who's pooped himself. Hey, listeners, why don't you come over? We could have a coffee or something. Come over and help. No, what do you mean? Where are you going? Hey, don't come back. Wow, how ungrateful.
I gotta go now.
I don't care.
Bye.
I want to go with you.
Gotta go. Bye.
Goodbye.
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
He's not that shy.
Oh, deals. Tilly's here. Oh, are you listening? You're listening. I'm making all these strange noises, and my lovely, gorgeous cat, Dealey, has, rather than running away, it's actually attracted him, and he has come and he is sitting right by me while I'm recording, and he's not batting an eyelid, he's just sitting there smiling. You are the most lovely, gorgeous cat. Yes, you are. Your podcaster's companion. I love this cat. I love this cat. Yes. Shall I continue, Deals? You are fantastic, you are. You are a fantastic cat, sir. You are a fantastic cat. This is a cat who would sit on a dragon's egg.
No. I can't wait until it hatches. 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 43-year-old, 43-year-old men don't lay eggs.